So in Simpei Zayin Tzif Aleph, towards the end, the Ramah makes a statement that Kol Bos V'Chol She'enos Min HaTorah Mutar B'Hano. We discussed last time that there's a significant difference if we assume Bos V'Chol is the Raisa of the Rabbanon in a particular case. The Issur Achila applies no matter what, but what about the Issur Hano? So the Mechaber had written that Hotzi Achila B'Loshon Bishul Omer She'enos Min HaTorah Derek Bishul. Right, that's the distinction we made between Basar Bicholov as a new entity and Basar Bicholov as any combination of meat and milk. So any combination of meat and dairy is also to eat Darbonon. But then it says, Kol Basar Bicholov Sheinos Min HaTorah Mutar B'Hano. It's written in the Rashi script, you know, so-called Rashi script, which most of the time when there are more talks, it says Hagah first. So it's not always clear. Sometimes you find it in parentheses in the Shulchan Aruch. Does that mean, if it's in the Rashi print, does that mean... Rashi print has nothing to do with Rashi. Rashi didn't write in Rashi print. It's just a different font, I guess we call it today. Right? A different way of writing. In fact, I think the Ramah writes, all the Ramahs are in, all the seven Ramahs are in that print because the Ramah held that based on the issue of writing down Torah Shabbat Peh, so that the Torah Shabbat Peh, yet Torah Lechoson, or Lom B'Chsab, not allowed to write down Torah Shabbat Peh, so he said that only applies perhaps if you write it in the regular Ksav, the regular normal Hebrew script. So that's what they say, that Ramah, I think Ramah writes that himself one place, that therefore it's in the other font, the so-called Rashi font. But I don't think that means that every single thing that appears in Shulchan Aruch in that script is necessarily from Ramah. It could be Chab himself said it. Anyway, but be that as it may, let's assume it is from Ramah. So Ramah writes, Kol Basar B'Chol She'enos Min HaTorah Mutar B'Hano. And presumably Bishul as well, even though it doesn't say it. It doesn't say Bishul, it just says Mutar B'Hano. So I'm not talking about Bishul right now, but L'chor it's the same thing, even though the Ramah didn't mention it. Okay, where does he get that from? Who says that's true? So the Taz points out that actually here in Sukkot Nala, Taz says, She'enos Min HaTorah Mutar B'Hano, Rashal, that's the Maharshal of Shem Aluya, Perakal Abos HaSimun Kuf, Cholek Al Zeh. He says not true. Marshal says, where do you get that from? Okay, and Lechora, the Marshal has a point, as we'll see inside in a second. Why should we assume there's no Issa HaNoah just because it's only Drabonon? Maybe there'll be an Issa HaNoah. It's Drabonon. Why do you say that? Okay, and he says, because where it comes from, it's Cholek Azev al Mashakosa HaRambam v'HaMordechai. He rejects what the Rambam have both Arusvil and Misor LaHachmer v'HaNoah. The Taz says, according to Marshal, it should be Machmer and Issa HaNoah as well. Drabonon level, okay, but it should be Machmer. But then the Taz concludes, with due respect to the Marshal, everybody else disagrees. The Rishonim, and from his perspective, the Archonim, not talking about our Archonim, obviously, the Marshal of the 1500s, but me, the later authorities, these are the early and later authorities all say the other way, so that's what we have to follow with due respect to the Marshal. So let's look. I printed the relevant lines from the Yamshel Shlomo. One of the Marshal Sorim is called, a numerous Masechta is called the Yamshel Shlomo. That's from Navi, Shlomo HaMelech, right? And the Beis HaMikdash had something called the Yamshel Shlomo. So he called his work the Yamshel Shlomo, referring to Yam HaTalmud and so on. So Yamshel Shlomo is on numerous Masechtas, including Chulin. So in Perak Ches, that's Perak Kol HaBosar, in the end of Simon Kuf, in Source 3, writes as follows, V'chosar bo azaru yeshli stopik, Bosar b'cholav she'osru chachomim. This is our case, right? Any case of Bosar b'cholav, which is osru only to Arbonim, Kigon. Shasha b'tzonin yosem yom echad, right? Kavush that we talked about, right? It's soaking in cold. Everything's cold, but it's soaking there for more than a day. Ho al yedei malicha or malich, right? We spoke about that last week. Kavush kavush or malicha or seach. Asru b'hanoim lav. Did they also asru b'hanoim lav? Now the Marshal writes. Hamater b'hanoim ain mochin biyado. He acknowledges that if somebody wants to be mekel, there's room to be mekel because after all, many rishonim will see say like that. Called Kama Dalashkan Riley Surah, Kain Kosa Mordechai. He quotes this in the name of the Mordechai. The Rambam, Hilchos Machosos, Paraktas, that we'll see inside, Kosa Lahedya, the Shari Bahanosh of Bishul. Ramor writes Mefurish, the Rambam writes Mefurish, that it's Mutar bin Hanoh and Bishul. Kolos and Shane to Abonin. Anytime the issue is only Abonin. But the Marshal himself writes Velo Nehira. It doesn't appear to be correct. And he says a good surah. The Lo Mitmotzinu, Shechoku Chachom Medivrayim. We don't find that the Chachamim made such a distinction. The Chacham generally have a principle called the Tikkun Rabbanon. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came the Raisa Tikkun. Right, when the Rabbanon assered something, they assered it the same way that the Torah assered it. Just, okay, it's only the Rabbanon. But the Raisa, in terms of the nature or the breadth or the reach, if you will, of the Isser, why should we assume it's any different? Where does it say that? Right? Either just drinking it or touching it. Okay, but fine. Aval bishar isur drabonan ain't lechalik. But other isur drabonan, we don't make a chilek. I don't know, Shabbos, other, whatever you name it, isur drabonan. So the isur drabonan is modeled after the isur deraisa. So whatever is encompassed under the Issa D'Raisa on a Torah level, L'chora, says the Marshal, is encompassed under the Issa D'Rabbanon, on the Rabbanon level. When Mishum Hachi, for example, Lo B'chal Kinnim Issa Chometz Bein D'Raisa D'Rabbanon. Right? We don't say when we only deal with Chometz D'Rabbanon, let's say Chometz Nuksha, or whatever other types of Chometz, we only also D'Rabbanon, we don't start making Chilek, well, this applies, this doesn't apply, and so on. Whatever applies to Chometz D'Raisa on a Torah level applies to Chometz D'Rabbanon on a D'Rabbanon level. So therefore, the Amshul Shoma, like the Taz here quotes, Taka disagrees, and he says that what he says in here in the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Bos V'chol She'en Osim in a Torah Mutabana, not true. Not true. The Shach, here in Sukkot and Beis, right, quotes that not only this seems to be the Ramah, like I said before, it seems to be the Ramah, and he says it's based on the tour, and then he says Heter Chaldala Chalamid rather, and which is in the parenthesis at the end of one. But then he writes Chayin Das HaMechaber B'Sif Gimel, the Mechaber himself, even though here in Sif Aleph the Mechaber, assuming that those lines are from the Ramah, that's clearly what we assume. Okay, the Mechaber himself didn't weigh in on the subject, didn't disagree, just didn't weigh in it. But the Shach points out that a couple of sentences later, in Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes the Bsar of Becholov, right? Poultry, chicken, turkey, whatever, in milk, She'en Oas of Achilah B'Drabonon, Mutar B'Hanah, Half M'Drabonon. So the Mechaber himself seems to say it later. He didn't say it here for whatever reason. But in Mechaber himself, talking about chicken in Becholov, which is D'Rabonon only, right? D'Rabonon only, so he is M'Mata B'Hanah. V'chein Das Hara'ah B'Sefer Achinuch M'Tzukuf Yud Gimel. So holds the Ra'ah. I think I explained to you that we assume today that the Ra'ah was not the author of the Sefer Chinuch. We don't know exactly who wrote the Sefer Chinuch, okay? But there was an assumption for a long time, maybe some people still hold like that, the Ra'ah is of Aaron HaLevi. I think I mentioned he's a descendant of the Baal HaMor, Ben Ezrach HaLevi. Okay, the Ra'ah was a Talmud also of the Rabban, and he disagrees with that. Well, we saw a few times the Berak HaBayis and so on. So there's an assumption for a long time that since the Sefer Chinuch was written by a Rav who was a Levi who lived in Barcelona. Okay, and that's where the Ra'ah was also. A Rav who was a Levi who lived in Barcelona. Some people thought it was the same person. I think today it's assumed not. But anyway, the Shach somehow assumed that it was. V'chein das Ha'ra'ah v'Sefer Chinuch v'Tzukuv Gimel. V'chein das Ha'Rambam Perek Tesh Moschot Dindalad Lehedya. V'chein b'Yidvar Pirish HaMishnah. That's what looks like Pir Mishnah. V'chein Pirish HaRav HaMagid Daito. V'chein Heven Amar Shalom himself says it. Ushar HaChonim das Ra'ah. We'll get to that later. Okay, and so on and so forth. So, and Mechab himself writes it later, and it quotes an Ogur. Anyway, bottom line is the Shach marshals a long list of poskim who assumed that the Isser, when the Isser Achila is only Rabbanan, there is no Isser Anah that goes along with it. Okay, and that's where we got it from. Okay, and he says the Marshal Shom Cholak Al Zeh, but he writes for Ein Dvarav Mukhorchim. Okay, even though Al Pisuar the Marshal Taket makes a certain amount of sense, why not say that whatever the Rabbanan Institute they modeled after the Torah, whatever they didn't do it here, so the Marshal makes some sense. But the Shach says that Ein Dvarav Mukhorchim. Okay, to look at some of the Pasim Makoros to which the Shach referred to, and the Shach also referred to the Rambam. I'm sorry, the Marshal himself referred to the Rambam is in Perak Aleph Perak Tes. Hilchos Malchus Sos Halachah Dalad. Rambam writes, "B'chein Boser Chayv Oof, Bein B'cholav Chayv, Bein B'cholav Behema, Eino Oser B'Achila Min HaTorah." The Rambam writes, "Meat from a bird, or Chay also will translate now as a non-domesticated animal. Okay, not in the category of Gedi. Okay, Lo Svashal Gedi B'Chalav Yimo. So it means a kosher animal, Behema, and not a Chayv. There are kosher Chayas also. Anyway, more relevant to us, the Bsar Oof." Right, poultry. So whether it's in the chalav of a chayr, chalav of a behemah, how can be chalav of an oaf? A bird oaf doesn't produce any chalav, right? But anyway, chicken in milk ain't no osra chilin Torah. And the Rama writes lefichach mutra levashlo umutra bahanoya. Can't say it much more clear than that. It's mutra lefichach. It's lefichach because it's only drabanan. So mutra levashlo umutra bahanoya. But for osra chilin, there is offering. Why? Kedesh lo yifshu ha'am v'yavol the isra b'osra chalav shal Torah v'yochlu. So he gives you the reason why the Rabbanan asked it. I mentioned in the past, you'll mix up meat and so on and so forth. People call chicken meat, okay, like white meat, dark meat, etc. So if you come to eat chicken and milk, so you'll end up eating red meat and milk also. Fine. That's the Rambam. But notice the Rambam, but apparently the Rambam holds that they did not extend that. So they were kach tiknu chacham. The chacham did not extend the issur to issur hanor or issur bishul as well. Now you could ask why. Okay, this may go back to something we discussed at the very beginning. I don't know. You know, you could say that since the fundamental issur is achila, nobody's cooking. You're not usually cooking the basar b'chalav other than to eat it. So. Therefore, the Torah asked, but you know, cooking as well. Finally, the Midrash says, "There's no sivashel; we have no way out." And Hanoah, the Rambam in the parish, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, we said, said that Hanoah and Bishul are related and so on. Okay, but once the Rabbah, that's Bishul, because the Torah, what can we do? The Torah said, "Lo sivashel." You can't say that the Bishul can be allowed, right? But the Rabbanan felt the only concern is eating, and therefore they didn't extend their issur. In other words. I'm just suggesting, according to the Torah, we have to say Bishul's also, because that's the language the Torah uses. Okay? And we know why they use that language. Chalktau, we had a few reasons. One is to tell us why did the Torah put it less than Bishul? To teach us that there are Bishul also Torah. Right? Now think about that for a second. The Rabbanan are telling us what? They don't need Derek Bishul. Therefore, Mamela Bishul isn't in the mix. I'm not expressing it clearly. I'm trying to say why the Rabbanah why be Svara? Would the Rabbanah not extend the Isser to Bishul and Hanor? And we're going to equate Bishul and Hanor the way the Rambam does. You remember I'm talking about the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs? He says that Bishul form of Hanor, that's why he doesn't count Hanor as a separate lav in the Minyan Mitzvahs. Remember that from the very beginning? I told you, things will begin, they'll keep coming up. So I think that the whole reason why the Torah formulated the Isser Bishul, Shulchan Aruch just said it, right? In Sifal, back in source 1. V'hotzi achil b'loshem bishul, omar she'ino osim v'atorah, el derech bishul. Tell us derech bishul is also us Torah. Only derech bishul. The whole point of the Rabbanan is to come and tell us what? The Rabbanan is saying, no, there's such a thing called bas mechalov, even not derech bishul, even bas v'chalov, right? Soaking, whatever, any combination of bas mechalov. So by definition, they're not including bishul. The whole reason the Torah said bishul is because, so to speak, the teacher's lesson, right? And the Rabbanan are in effect ignoring that lesson, so they eliminate Bishul and hence by extension Hanor altogether. And therefore they never made their Gzeirat Bishul Hanor. I'm just a suggestion, you can think it through. But they only made their Gzeirat Achila, or they only made the Gzeirat Achila because that's the basic issue. Bishul Hanor, however, we said it with the case of Mishnah, you know, that Bishul itself is a Syog, if you understand it that way, or the Rabbanan didn't extend it. We can come up again based on what we learned earlier about Bishul Hanor being different. So we can understand perhaps why the Chachamim didn't do it. But I'm just suggesting, just on Derech Efsher, that the whole point of Bishul was to teach you that it's only us and Derech Bishul. The Rabbanan Atak is saying it's not Derech Bishul. Therefore, Bishul is not in the mix. You could say that. Okay, just a thought. Anyway, but that's the Rambam does say, whatever the reason. He does say it in the Furish, that there's no Issa Hanor, no Issa Bishul by that which is Rabbanan. So what's the background to this? So let's see we saw the Rambam, but the Talmud, the Shachar already quoted from the Mordechai. So let's see the Mordechai. That's based on a sugyan of Avodah Zarah, which we touched upon already, also an introduction, a little bit of the background. The Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah, Chav Tesam Abayz. The Mishnah says towards the end, Hamurius. Murius, Rashi right away says, Shemen Shaldogim, fish oil. Okay? And it's not our problem right now. Okay? Ugvinas Beis Unaiki. Grinas Beis Unaiki, Rashi says, Shem HaKfar. That was the name of a place, some village. Okay? Then these types of cheeses from Sha'ov de Kochavim, from non Jews in this place, Asurin, the Surin Isra Hanor, are Asur, and it's also Asur Rehanor. The concern with the fish oil, Rashi says, the Surin Isra Hanor, Shema Irbo Yayin. I guess fish, even nowadays, I think people use wine in cooking up fish. Okay, we're concerned about the yayin of Odazar, yayin of a goy, fine. Again, it's not a particular issue. But Gvinas based unaiki are Oster Bahanoa, Divir Reb Meir. Okay, Divir Reb Meir. Now, there is no Issa Hanoa, it's only Oster Bachilas. Gvinas based unaiki is not Oster in Hanoa, it's only, it doesn't say it explicitly, it means it's only Oster Bachil. It's only about the Gvinas based unaiki. Okay? Rashi points something important. Gvinas based unaiki, Shema Kfar, fine. Avoshar Gvinos, Mutorn Bahano. There's something unique about the Gvinas based unaiki that Reb Meir says they're Oster Bahano, but other types of cheese manufactured by non Jew is not Oster Bahano. And Chachamim say, even here it's not Oster Bahano. So Machokas Reb Meir and the Chachamim is on the Gvinas based unaiki, also the Murias, again, not our problem now, but in terms of cheese, it's on the Gvinas based unaiki. Reb Meir says it's Hano, and Chachamim saying there's no Issa Hano. But it would seem that Shar Gvinos, not from Beis Unaiki, but from other places of Gvinos of a guy, will be Mutar B'Hano, Einisun Issa Hano, according to everybody. Okay. Omer Behuda, Shar Rabbi Yishmael, Es Yeshua, Kishom Alcha Medera. All right, Behuda says one time Yishmael, they were in Yeshua traveling, you know, so what they can do, they're talking, learning. Okay, it was at Sichas Chun Sotar Chacham, whatever, they're traveling. Omer Lo Mipnei Ma Osu Gvinos of the Kochavim. Why in general were, again, well, let's remember, the machlok is here in this Mishnah about the Gvinas based unaiki is on whether Oser B'Hano, but everyone agrees it's Oser B'Achila. And by Shar Gvinos, not based unaiki, even Reb Meir admits that it's Mutar B'Hano, but again, it's Oser B'Achila, that's for sure. So Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Huda reported that Rabbi Yeshua once asked Rabbi Yeshua, and they were traveling, Ibnei Ma Osu Gvinas of the Kochavim. Why in general did they Oser Gvinas of the Kochavim? What's the problem with cheese manufactured by God? What's the issue? Okay, I mean, what Isser is in the mix here? Right, we talked about it a little bit. So Amar Lo, and I want a little more precise than where we first talked about it. Mibnei Shemamidan Osa Bekeva Shel Nevela. Okay, because they are mamid, they manufacture the cheese using Keva Shel Nevela. Okay, now Keva is translated stomach, but if you know, you know about the, they call it the physiology or the anatomy of a cow, kosher animal cows, they've got four different stomachs, right? There's four different, you ever see, you should probably go online and look one of these pictorial chulin books, okay, they have, you see the different stomachs, okay? I think in English it's called the maw, I think that's part of the stomach, different types of, different names to these different stomachs. The animal chooses its cut. It goes into one stomach, and that's then the property of these mammals. Anyway, so the keva is one of these stomachs, okay? And the, as I mentioned, the lining of this stomach produces an enzyme called rennet, okay? I think R-E-N-N-E-T, produces something called rennet, okay? The stomach lining produces rennet. When you throw this rennet into milk, it causes it to curdle. That's how you manufacture cheese. This rennet is an enzyme that acts on the milk and it causes the milk to curdle into cheese. That's how you make cheese. Hey, today they have other means, but I mean, in those days, that's how it was done. Okay, now, when we say, and that's called ma'amidim, and it's a tough word to translate accurately. I was thinking, it's like, that's one said in the past, it's a catalyst. Right? It's a catalyst. It's a catalyst for the cheese to curdle. So that's called a davar ha'mamid. It creates it. It's a catalyst to create it. So what they use to create it is keva shel nevela. Okay, keva shel nevela. The stomach lining of this of an animal that died in a means other than through a proper shechita. Right? Now it doesn't mean, I'll clarify it differently than we said last time. Notice it doesn't say or keva shel nevela. It says keva shel nevela. It doesn't mean that they put the milk inside the stomach. Fakir, they had a bowl or something like that, or a vat where the milk was. Mami, they used this, they took the lining out and chucked it into the pot or the bowl or the barrel or whatever where the milk was, and leave it in there for X amount of time, it begins to curdle. By the way, if depending on how much time you leave it in, it depends on the type of cheese. If I'm not mistaken, cottage, what we call cottage cheese, taken out after a short time. It curdles just a little bit, right? The cottage cheese is very much like milk in many ways, just a little curdle as opposed to other types of cheese. It hardens more. I think it depends, probably depends, I'm not a cheese maker, but it depends on the amount of time you leave it in and how much of it you put in. Okay, but anyway, so that's what it means. Mamidin. Mamidin doesn't mean it's placed inside. Now, when we first learned it, I translated it roughly, but now we're going to learn in detail. Mamidin means they use the keva shel nevela. Okay, the keva shel nevela, this we'll see Rashi later, this like a calf that nurses from his mother. So, you know, the milk that it drinks from his mother goes into the various stomachs and it congeals somewhat and remains in the lining of the stomach. So that's what's thrown into the regular chalav in order to make it, that's the enzyme that acts upon it to make it curdle into cheese. So we're afraid that we're mamidos a bit was with keva shel nevela. Okay? Now, at the side point, Rashi says, Mipnei ma osru, that this kasha that the Gemara was asking, this Rabbi Shmuel asked Yeshua, Mipnei ma osru, is Rabbanan kaboyla, the osru bechila velo bahana, right? The Rabbanan said, Chacham omim, ain isur and isur hana, just achila. So the question is, why did the Rashi learns that the question that Rabbi Shmuel asked Yeshua is why did they taka aser gvinas akum? That's against the question is on or libus, so to speak, to the chachamim who said ain isuran isur hana. There is no isur hana; it's only isur achila. So they asked taka, why is there rabbanan kabbalah to otzva achila oba hana? Okay, just a moment. Yeah, but so the problem is, one second, why does Rashi say that? It's not just on Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir only argued by what? By Gvinas Beis Unaiki. Right? Rabbi Meir argued Isurin Yisur Hano and so on. It's a broad Isur and so on. They only said it by Gvinas Beis Unaiki. Lechora, he agrees that in general, it's Mutar B'Achila and Asur Hano. Right? I mean, I'm sorry, Asur Hano and Mutar B'Achila. He only argued by Gvinas Beis Unaiki. So that's what the Rashash points out the next page. Rashash points out lechora gamlar bein it's of time leginus to sharma kolos, right? So he just points out that it's a Rameir didn't argue in general. Rameir only argued by leginus based on Nike. He argued that there it's a different type of an issur. Okay, but in any event, the what's the point of the discussion there? The point is that it's an issur derabbanon, right? It's an issur derabbanon. The only issur derabbanon. Not the Rabbanan, the Chacham Omrim. The whole Isser is an Isser Rabbanan, right? Not to be able to eat this cheese, right? The question was that Rabbi Yeshua was asked by Rabbi Shmuel, Mipnema Osru. Why did they Aser? Who Aser? Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan Aser Gvinas Obe Chachamim in general? Why did they Aser Bachila? Okay, so the answer is because they were Mamidid. Fine. Okay. So Rashash points out really the Kash on both. All right, side point. Anyway, getting back to our issue. So Rashi on Lamed Hamed Beis in source 9, the very top of the page in source 9, in Lamed Hamed Beis, mentions that what is so what? In other words, so what that they're mamed with Kevis Nevela? So what? Good. So they threw in some Kevis Nevela. What's it got to do with anything? Who cares? Who cares? So Rashi points out. We mentioned this in the past, right? He says, at the end of the Rashi, Kan Kodem Chazora, okay, which we'll see later, because the Shmuel in a moment, really previously, but I wanted to show this Rashi first, even though it comes after what Shmuel said. Shmuel modified it, doesn't mean Kevas Nevela, but or Kevas Nevela. We'll see the difference in a second. Okay, but at this point, Rashi says, B'nei Shemamita also be Kevas Nevela, B'sava Lav Pirshahi. Okay? I did it out of order for a reason. I'm just trying to show you in the Havamina, with the simple reading of our mission, what was the concern? Like I said, they had a big vat of milk, and they put in some Kevas Nevela. So therefore what? Right, this is garbage. What, so they had some enzyme. What's the big deal? Well, why is that any problem? So Rashi says no. Right, at this point, right, Khan Kodok Hazar, before the mission was modified, okay, Meshamidon Sobe Kevas Nevela, the Sobar Lav Pirsha, he know. This Kevas Nevela is not Pirsha, not garbage. Pirsha means like waste. I mean excrement, but then waste. Right? It's part of the animal, it's part of, therefore it's considered what? meat. You know, that's why it's nevela meat. Okay, so now we're concerned that there's going to be some that nevela, something usser, is mamid, is a catalyst to create this cheese. So that's usser. Right, that's what I mean. Sava lav pirshei. It's not just stam waste. This keva, this lining that you threw into the vat of the milk, is nevela. So what? So your mamid, it's called a dabar hamamid, and a dabar hamamid is also, and a dabar hamamid doesn't matter even if the shishim dabar hamamid. I feel about the shishim doesn't help. Dabar hamamid, which is because how does bitl work? Bitl, you're trying to say what? That whatever is mixed in is insignificant. What do you mean? If it's there to create something new, it's very significant. I don't care what the amount is. If you're putting in to the mix something which is designed to change the whole texture, whatever it creates, that's called a davar hamamid. It's a catalyst to create something. So you can't call that no bittul. Can't say it's insignificant. What if it's insignificant? It's a davar hamamid. I'm just saying the surah behind davar hamamid lo batul, right? So that's the issue here. This is nevela. So nevela created this this milk, so it'll have the status, so to speak, of a nevela. The milk is going to be us, while it's nevela. You follow? That's the more things at this point. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. That's why I put that Rashi first. Mamid b'kevus nevela means that the concern is that it's now going to, milk is going to be catalyzed or whatever. It's going to be created through nevela. It's going to have the status of nevela. It'll be more than six. Doesn't matter. Because the davar mamid is not batal. So now this whole thing has the status of nevela. Right? Now, then, however, not then, because that's the Mishnah. That Rashi, I put it over here because he's commenting on some of the Mishnah. But earlier on the Flamen Hamid Aleph, in source 10, okay, Shmuel said the concern was not mamid be kevas nevela, but Misha mamidim also be or kevas nevela. But hagufa, hakeva gufa sharia. Okay? The keva itself, at this point the Gemara assumes, the keva itself is tight. This lining, you rip it out, so it's not nevela, it is pirsha. You throw that in, so that's not the problem. Because that's not called nevela anymore. It's pirsha, right? However, the concern is or kevas nevela. Okay, or means the meat itself, the outer part of the meat itself. Here, not that it was in a vat. In other words, if the keva was in a bowl with the chalav, you threw that on top, would be okay. Okay? Because rennet alone is not a problem. It's not going to take on the status of nevela. It's an enzyme. It doesn't take on the status of nevela. So what then is the concern, Taka? So what's the problem with grina made by a goy? If the rennet is not a problem, the rennet does not have the status of nevela. And we'll learn later certain things. So an animal, you know, we're not really part of the animal, they won't take on the din of an animal. Right, you get to it later in the simon, you know, with tlofim and other things, right? That was nails and different things that are part of the animal, right? So not everything that comes from an animal is called meat. Not anything that comes from an animal is called nevela meat. So the Gemara's assumption here is that the rennet is not the problem. So if you had a vat of milk and the guy put in taka some keva, it wouldn't be a problem. Because rennet itself is not a problem. What is then the concern, taka? And why? So we'll go back to the question. Why did they taka aser the green of a goy? So throw in some meat from the veil. It's not meat anymore. It's an enzyme. It's not meat anymore. It's rennet. It's a different status. Elamai, no. Sometimes in mamid, but or kevas nevela. You put the process takes place when the milk is sitting inside the ore, or part of the ore, part of the meat. It's, you know, today you can extract the enzyme. There they didn't extract the enzyme. There if you put it inside, it's sitting inside the keva, so to speak, the more, like I said before, okay, that's part of the meat. That ore is certainly part of the meat. So that's a problem. That'll take on the status. The keva itself won't, but the ore keva will. Hakeva gufa sharia. Okay, and Rashi again there on Lamed Hamad Aleph 11 says Be'or Keva is available, or lav pirsha hu ba'asur, or is not going to be pirsha. The skin of the animal, the meat, that's part of the meat. We people eat the skin. I mean, right? I mean, it's not that's part of the meat, taka. So again, even if it's in a vat, it doesn't matter. But when you actually cut out the whole ore and threw that in, or you let the thing gather inside where the ore itself can act on the milk, that's already a problem. That's how Shmuel modifies. Okay, good. Now, so the Mordechai says the following. Okay, this is the Mordechai. It's in Avodah Zarah. There in Avodah Zarah. It's Mem Aleph Mem Beis in the page of the Rif. You want to look it up, you know, the back of the Mordechai, the back of the Rif in Avodah Zarah. So he quotes Amar Shmuel, right? Neshamida Mekeba, okay? He quotes the Gemara a little bit, which we don't have to see the whole thing. And look what he writes in the third line where it says, Remez Tof Tof Chav Ches, 7:28. Umikan Yesh Lohochiach, Dimneser Boser Becholov, Aide Melicha Oyode Kibush, okay? The Dafka Bachila Oser Velo Behano, says the Mordechai, so that's the concern here, right? The concern here is that your mamid be'or kevas nevela. And the or kevas nevela, that's called meat. The or is called meat, whether it's sitting in the or, you know, sometimes you cut it out or you throw it into the vat, doesn't matter. The point is the or is considered meat, okay? And the Gemara says, or the Mishnah and the Gemara say, that it's aser b'achila, but not aser b'hana. So says the Mordechai. Now this is an example of what? This is like kavush. It's soaking. There's no heat here. Nothing's being cooked. Everything's cold. Right? This is kavush. Right? So therefore, im nesar basar b'chalav ayidei melicha, ayidei kivush, the dafka b'achila aser v'lo b'hana. And it's a v'yesh doken, hilcha chamater b'hana ein moch v'yada, kol kamad roshkan ra'ilis. Okay? Some disagree. But he said the simple derivation from the Gemara is that we have something which is only cold, where there's no, and therefore it's only Nisar Darabanan. It's only Nisar Darabanan. In other words, he's extrapolating, he's extending from the case over there, which was a case of a goy's meat, nevela meat. And he says that what emerges in the Mishnah, that when it sits in, when it interacts with nevela meat, it's usur, that was the language of the Mishnah, right? And even Rameyer agrees, other than these green space of Nike, was not a problem now. Okay, Rameyer agrees that it's Osir B'Hanah. I'm sorry, that it's Osir B'Chila only, and not Osir B'Hanah. So says the Mordechai, the same thing. Mordechai says the same thing. If you have some any other something that's Osir D'Rabbanan, and it sits, you know, and so on and so forth, it's only going to be Osir B'Chila, not B'Hanah. That's the Mordechai.
This is Nevela, though.
Okay, but he makes a jump. The Mordechai makes a jump.
It's a double jump. Nevela and
well, it's kavush either way, I mean, but it's, right? But
one could argue that in general, if I did real basar b'chalav on the bottom that's kavush, that there is going to be basar b'chalav.
Okay, so let's see. Good, let's see. Huh? Yeah, so let's see. So let's look now at Rekiva Eger Bayas here on this shach and sit base, right? Rekiva Eger Bayas. That's what Mordechai says. Mordechai makes that jump, and Echlam, you're right. Mordechai makes it. Rekiva Eger asks the following. The Mordechai brings, or the source, Mordechai came before the Ramah, but the Raya to this concept, that when it's only Aser B'Achila Drabanan, it's Mutabana, he says, Hey, Raya, Mehod Darmina, Mehneima Aser Green, Aser Chamin, Shom Eidim, Aser Ba'or, Kev, Aser Ba'or, Ma'amaya, In Aser Gam, Kem, Behana, Mishum Bos, Bechalov, okay, because he's making a jump, he says, "Ena chanami, it's meat." But what shouldn't there be also a problem of us v'chalav? Right? El akorcha came with the habirak. There are kavisha. Drabanan ena osir b'hana. Right? Now the first jump he's willing to accept from nevela to meat. Okay, that I'm willing to accept. But you know, that Rabbi Kibbeh says that's what the Mordechai means. Right? So it's a problem of us v'chalav, but it's still only drabanan because it's kavish. Okay, so therefore. And you see, it's a mutabana. So therefore, that's his marker, right? That all said, but he said, "Vekoshali, ha-be'emes l'may nokar ha-tam take." Why did they give the reason? Mamidim be'or kevas nevela, ha-gam be'or kevas k'shera havi bosu v'cholav. If you're talking about bosu v'cholav, that you're saying, Moshe, once you make that jump and you're bringing in bosu v'cholav into the story, so then it should no longer matter that it's that it's or kevas nevela, right? It's even more kevas k'shera. Once Bosu Chol is in the mix, that's in fact what you're saying, right? So once Bosu Chol is in the mix, so the Gambor Kevis Shera Habi Bosu Chol. And Mechenich HaTosis. Now the Tosis Gashim, which we'll see in a second. The Tirtzu, Kevin the Habi Rak Bosu Chol Drabanan, Lo Chashinan Lesfeker. We don't know what the Goy did, how he made it. So since it's only a Drabanan, Tosis, let's see a Tosis inside, because we keep going, let's see the Tosis. The Tosis there, and the Zor Laman Eben Al. Tomar 14. My ear nevela feel shutanami asura. Right, even a properly shechted animal is also asura. Shumbas v'chalav. Shlomar the dafka nevela the oz ikaba isura daraisa. Okay, there's a definite isura daraisa here. Okay, namely that the meat is nevela. So Abba Bishchuta Mishum Basar Chalav Leke Isur Daraisa. But here there is no Isur Daraisa with Shchuta with properly shechted meat, Klak Kosher meat. No Isur Daraisa. The mixture is a problem, but it's Tzonen and Tzonen. It's cold and cold. If it's cold, there's no cooking. The Afa Gav Du Kume Kamukim. And even though it's mamid, but still, ain't also a darbanan. The whole concern is only darbanan concern, right? And therefore, that's how the Mordechai understands it. Mordechai understands it that it's that is that it means that there's only a suffix. Okay, there's only a suffix. We don't know what exactly the goy did, and therefore, when we're doing this darbanan, it's unto mekel. That's what Mordechai says. We'll come back and see Leviter in a second. All right, let's go Leviter in the Gemara. That's the Tosan of Avodah Zarah. Tosan Chulin Baras talks about it too. The Mishnah. Kuf Tes Zanam Aleph, going over to Kuf Tes Zanam Beis, by coincidence it goes over in our pages too. The Mishnah says, right, Kevas Ovde Kochav Mishal Nevela, Hareza Asura, okay. Hamamid Beor Shal Keva Kshera, Im Yesh Bo Mano Saint Tam, Hareza Asura, okay. Forget the rest of it now. The Rashi says, Kuf Tes Zanam Aleph, okay, Keva, what does Keva mean? Zehu Cholav Koru Shabitocha Keva, means the, shall we say, the congealed milk. That's the rennet. The congealed milk in a calf suckles from the mother and it goes into the stomach. So the congealed milk, so to speak, that's inside the keva. All right. Shall the veil of gar parach ato other chavlav the veil, an Irish shul. Okay. In other words, to give hamamid chalav b'or hakeva, the hubasar. It's considered basar. It's a problem. Im yesh ba, Rashi on the next page, on the top line of Kuf Tes Zanam Beis, where the Mishnah says Miyesh Manos and Tamar is Asur, because the question of Nosan Tam, it's an amount, it's an amount. Okay. So Tosus there, on Kuf Tes Zayin Amin Aleph, Dibam Asal Mabit, says follows. Taimo, to be Gemara Meforish, Taimo de Osu Gwinas of the Kachavim, they shall mamid them also more caves than available. So he has the same kasha like Tosus de Asam Rozor. Mayu in available, Philip Sharon Ami, same kasha. Yesh Lomar, and here it says it a little more explicitly than the Mordechai quotes it. V'yesh lomar, the mishum basa b'chalav lo hayasur misafik. Right? They wouldn't have asered the suffik. Okay? Shmishum deleka elisur darbon and derek bishlosa Torah. Alright? So, in other words, there's really, you hear? That's how the Mordechai understands Tosus. That's, again, the Tosus of Azor is a little less. There's a mention of suffik, but Tosus and Chulin does mention good. Okay? Now, by the way, as an important side, but Mela, according to this, okay, so there's only an Issa Rabbanan altogether, right, there wouldn't be even an Issa Rabbanan on all over here. Not even Issa Rabbanan. It's completely mutter, right? Completely mutter. Okay. So that's what Tosus says. It says that, now let's come back to the Mordechai. So the Mordechai says, that was Tosus' discussion. Tosus answered. So at the end of the third line of the Mordechai there. Okay. I'm sorry, not the Mordechai. I'm the Kibbeh, you're asking the Mordechai. V'chein hikshu at Tosus, third line. The Tirtzu came to Abiyah, Akpas Goldo, Aloha Shim L'Sreker. Fine. So that's an answer. V'chein l'masha Tirtzu ha-Rimagash, ha-Rambam. Another Teretz that the Rimagash gives, the Rambam implies. The Be'emes yesh me'astam, samech b'cholo, v'yisur rak mamid. V'aydei mamid lo nasa b'osa b'cholo. What's he talking about there? So let's see the Rimagash. The Ran, 19, quotes the Rimagash. Okay, take a look at 19. The Ran, on the Rif in Chulin, Membez, Mabez, in the back of Chulin. The Ran says, Mi'ar Shulhachi, the Kavis, the Vela, Mitzvah, Amaka, etc., etc. And they said, the second line. Okay, Behiksha, Harab, Rabbi Yosef Halevi, that's the Rimagash. The Yud and Ri is Rimi Yosef, Yosef Halevi Magash. He was, we mentioned in the past, the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. Great Ramagash, the Hikshav Yosef Alevizal, Amai Itzur Shmuel, a member of Ork Kavis Nevela. I feel Ork Sheranami Titzur Bishum Bosra Cholov. The Sukash, a Hechim Itzur Bechodu, Litame Kvela, the Levinos in Tom, fine. Second word, Venicha Lezal, Imishum Bosra Cholov, Lohavim Mitzur Elevinos in Tom. He says as follows. The whole issue is Mamid, right? The Tom is Mamid Bor Kavim Yish Bobinos in Tom, Asur Bishum Ork Kavis Nevela, says Bechodu. Okay, he says as follows. The chumrah of Dover Hamamid, that it's also Bekoshu, in effect, has nothing to do, and this again goes back to the learning of Dhamma, has nothing to do with the transference of flavor. The concern, the original Gemara, right? You threw in a piece of Nevela, okay, into this mix. Wasn't a basar v'chalav issue. It's a mamid issue. You're mamid the cheese with this kavis nevela. That's got nothing to do with transference of flavor. Okay, that's the din of the mamid, and a davar mamid asers b'kol shehu. Right, even the slightest amount, like I said before, you can't be say it's bittul. It's playing an integral role in this mixture. You can't say if it's bottle. I don't care how much you put it, it's playing a significant role. That's the bittul doesn't apply, but it's got nothing to do with the transfer of flavor. Okay, so therefore, there's no bittul by a catalyst. There's no bittul by that. However, by basar v'chalav, okay, basar v'chalav by definition, we learned a few times already. What creates basar v'chalav? The transference of flavor, right? The transference of flavor creates it. So therefore, in the fourth line, even shubas v'chalav have nitzal nos tam, right? Ketam as nisam mamid bar keva, even a shkuta yesh bo nos tam asur mishum or keva the veil as has b'chaldu keva the ukmi kamukim lo bato al mishum bas v'chalav lekel amema hachi. There's no bas v'chalav with the or keva the veil. There's no bas v'chalav issue, okay? Because there's no transference of flavor. So he says, the chol emos without tamal abbas v'chalavu. As long as we learned this already, right? As long as there's no transference of flavor, it's not bas v'chalav. Ella, as we learned already, a few people said this. Fushon ella high ba'pe koi, a high ba'pe koi, right? In other words, there is no isser to transfer. No isser has been transferred here. When you throw a piece from a bas v'chalav perspective, a little bit of basr into the chalav. Certainly on a deraisa level, no isser has been transferred. Now it's true that when you throw nevela in, no isser has been transferred either. But we don't care, that's not the issue. The issue by Dabra Mamid is not an issue of transference of flavor. It's the issue that this piece that went in there is the catalyst to create the cheese, so it's not butthole, not my kosher. Right? So by the nevela, we're not interested in transference of flavor. But by Basar v'chalav, the definition of Basar v'chalav is that there's been transference of flavor. From an isser, from something that's awesome, what transcends the flavor was there here? Hai ba'ape koi ba'hai ba'ape koi, says the Ran. Well, Zayis Gemaram Mamzal, Pergimel Chosmosaurus, Michal Befrile Zal, the Bisurin Halolo, Hochanachan Osin Tam. Elohocha Os Mishum Du Kumi Makamukim. That's Mamin. Kamukim is the Aramaic, Mamin, right? It's Mamin. Okay, so therefore, there's no basar v'chalav, even the Rabbanan is no basar v'chalav. So therefore, because there's no isser has been transferred. This is mutter and that's mutter. So no isser has been transferred. Daraisa, just sitting there, right? No isser has been transferred. So Mamela, according to the Rima Gash, that's why, that was his teretz. That's his teretz as to why we didn't say, the Gemara's Lashon, or Shmuel's Lashon, was Or Kavis Nevela, not Or Kavis Shkuta. Because the Arkeva Shkuta is taka no transfer and flavor. It doesn't become Basar v'chalav. That's why. It doesn't become Basar v'chalav. You with me? In the same Rimagash, you got it? You got the Rimagash's teretz? Right? By Dover HaMamid, it's since it's a Mamid, so therefore it's not Batel. So by Basar v'chalav, good, it's not Batel, but that doesn't matter. They're not going to create the Chetz of Basar v'chalav, no transfer of flavor. Basar v'chalav, you need a transfer of flavor. Right, so therefore, it's not a din of basar v'chalav, because no isser has been transferred here. No flavor, no usher flavor has been transferred. It's meat and milk, but it's got kosher meat and chol yisrael milk. So what is it? Yeah.
Can you explain how this is different than Tosfos?
Tosfos is just, I mean, you know, it's not in a certain sense. It's similar to Tosfos because Tosfos just mentioned. Tosfos just said that since basar there's no doraisa here. Okay, the whole thing. Since everything's cold, the whole thing is Rabbanan, therefore we're not choshish for the suffix that maybe this is what the guy did and so on. We don't have to worry about that by Rabbanan. When they weren't extending it. The Megash doesn't emphasize that. The Megash simply says that by Or Kavis Kshera, it'll never become a Basar v'chalav issue. Right? Never becomes Basar v'chalav, because what created Basar v'chalav? At the Raisa level. There's no Bishul. It's sitting in there, so the Raisa doesn't do anything. So there's no draw. Good, it's mamid. I'm glad it's mamid, but it doesn't matter. That doesn't create basar v'chalav, and it's not mamid b'davar aser because it's not aser. The meat's got kosher meat. So what's the problem? It's not mamid and aser. When it's an avela, it's mamid b'davar aser. Okay, so then the whole thing becomes aser, even a mashu, because that's the chiddush or the chumrah b'davar mamid. But here, that doesn't create basar v'chalav. Again, it goes back to what we learned in the Hakdama. Remember that basar v'chalav, the whole issue is the creation of where there's been a transference of flavor and so on. Because there's no iser in each individual. It's had to be had to, so to speak, like that doesn't either. And only, it's only the combination that's also. So here you see, we learned that already, but here you see it in action. Okay, you see that klal in action. Now let's come back to Rekiva Eger. Okay, so Rekiva Eger says, so 1 second. Rekiva Eger, now we can ask you a kasha. Okay, how do you make that jump? It's not possible. How did the Mordechai make that jump? Right? He says, the kasha, Tosos asked the kasha. Tosos gave a teretz, and my Rimagash gave a different, let's read it again. Vatirtu, came in the Havi Rak Pasuk of the Banalo Chashin L'Sveka. That's a simple reading of the Tosos in Chulin. It doesn't say it exactly like that of the Zohar, but the reading of the Tosos in Chulin, that's in source 18, right? Chulin Kuf Tazam Al Tu Asa Mamet, that's what he says, right? He says, Loha Asumi Sofek, yeah, and that's one. Or the other answer, but mamid doesn't make it possible b'cholav, right? The Rebbe Gash spelled it out because there's no transitive. Or I spelled that with no transitive flavor. So he says, so 1 second. So then, obviously the Mordechai who raised the kasha didn't seem to accept those answers because he made that jump. Right. Well, if you made that jump, Memela says we keep it. Bezeh as the gam ken rayosim the lin and hanav mishum basvachol lecha the hamishum mamid lonasim basvachalav. Right. According to them, okay, there's no raya that the hanav is that got anything to do with basvachalav. Right. Because lonat mishum davar mamid lonasim basvachalav. The cave of the Mordechai lotzvila elanachtuutzim. So then yishar kushes atosu lemay nokad avela b'cher gam ken osim mishum basvachalav. Right, doesn't stand the Mordechai, because if you want to make that jump, okay, so you want to make the jump, okay, so you got to make the jump all the way and say, no, it's got nothing to do with Basar V'Cholav. Okay, unless you want to say, well, I don't accept that Teretz. I don't accept those Terutzim. I want to say that, that includes Basar V'Cholav too. You follow? The Mordechai, it's a little complicated, but it's long this, but you understand, you guys get it? And according to the Mordechai, the way Moshe put it before, right? You said he's making a jump. So, and Echadam, he is making a jump. So he says, okay, it's okay to make the jump to Bas Mechalov. It's okay to make the jump to Bas Mechalov. So then, Taki, you left the Tosas and the Mimigash's Kasha. Why did they say it's only a problem of Orkev's Nevelis, maybe Orkev's Cherit too? According to their Terutzim, they gave the Terutzim why it's not Bas Mechalov. It doesn't apply to Basar V'Cholav. Either Katosh is a Suffolk, or the Megash says because it never becomes Basar V'Cholav. Okay, so then you can't make the jump. You make the jump, must mean you don't accept the Tirutzim. But then you're back into the corner, so back to the Kasha. And Kibbeh says, Sarachiyah. You follow Kibbeh, it's all along, then they make Kibbeh right here, not in Shach. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a different issue. Okay, you're right. Right. So the Nevela, we didn't get to that yet in Shohar, but yeah, that's a different point. Yeah, that's important too. Okay? The Mordechai assumes, or I don't know if he doesn't necessarily have to disagree with that. He's also making that jump, I hear. He's making that jump. That's okay, yeah, hold on. But anyway, that's what Rekiva Eger is getting at. Okay? You hear? So, just to show you the Rambam that they were referring to, I printed in 20, that the Ram just referred to. And the Ram, towards the end, after quote the Rimagash, right, so is that. But they don't understand this Rekiva Eger, it's a good kasha, really. Okay, it's a pretty good kasha. So how does, according to Mordechai, how do you get out of the kasha? According to him, that whatever you learn, you kasha, you kasha. However you learn, he's assuming that this applies to Basar V'Cholav too. And therefore, since there's no Isarno, it must be that there's no Isarno, Basar V'Cholav to Abana. That's... I mean, I'll tell you, the Marshal would have disagrees with the Holy Soul, would throw it out the window. So, what are you talking about? Right? So, keep it right, the Marshal said, yeah, it sounds like a pretty good kasha. Right? You're back to square one. You can't use, the Mordechai is backed into the corner. He can't use the Teretz of the Rimagash, the Teretz of Tosas, because he's already said that it does apply. It is classified as Basar V'Cholav. Well, once it is classified as Basar V'Cholav, so what do you need to say, oh, Kevis Nevela for? Say, oh, Kevis Shchuta to? Look at the Rambam, the Ran at the end quoted, Ulazeh Hiskim Rambam Zal Per Gimel, so I just printed it for you. Per Gimel, Halacha Yud Dalet, 20. Gvina Shemamidim Osa Ha'akum, Basovim, or Bamei Peres, there are other types of, I guess, catalysts to create cheese. Okay? There are other types of catalysts that create cheese besides the rennet. In fact, I think today they don't use actual rennet. They produce the enzymes some other way. So apparently you can do it from plants or from other things. I don't know. It's a little plug. Even though they didn't use nevela. Bain shemidu b'dovar asur, bain shemidu b'dovar mutar. Right, these asovim and meperis, certainly nothing wrong with them. Okay, it's plant derivatives. Okay, apparently you can be mamid cheese with certain types of other types of things besides rennet from an animal. Okay, I think I do it today. But anyway, it says he says bain shemidu b'dovar mutar gzeir mishum shemidu also b'dovar asur. It's a kind of a low plug, right? So. Still, the point is the whole chumra of davar mamid is when a mamid is davar aser. But this is the point: by bas b'chalav and or kevas kshera, okay, it's not being mamid with a davar aser, right? Or kevas kshera, you're not mamid with a davar aser. So now you understand the Kiv Eger's kasha. You're back to square one according to the Mordechai. Yeah.
When we say horum mitzvah,
does that mean the other ones think it's okay? I don't know. I don't think so. That's what he's quoting. He's quoting that's what he agrees with. All right, so it's a taka, a very, very, very strong kasha against the Mordechai. And yet, you know, the Mordechai's position sort of wins the day here, right? That's the Ramo quote, if that's the mocker, okay, but let's look back. The Shach and then the Taz all quote, no, we follow the Mordechai, among other people, right? It was a good question. So it seemed to me that you can answer the kasha, I don't know, I'm saying this carefully, quite easily. Never say that on a kasha of Kiv Eger, at least at a Tzarchian. I told you that story, right? I mean, Kiv Eger leads to the Tzarchian, it's a good kasha. But here I think the answer can be from something the Ramban says in Chiddush of Avodah Zarah and the Ritva as well. But it's very possible Kiv Eger didn't have this Ramban or Ritva available. That's why. Okay, so that's, you know. We do. We have a benefit today. We printed so many manuscripts and Sorim that we have today that even the Gedolei Rishon Lachon didn't have. So the Ramban on this daf in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hem and Aleph, right? Dirmas Hodomer Shmuel. See it in Source 21. He says, Kasha Lila Yosef Ibn Megash. That's Ibn Megash, right? I feel Ksherin Ami Tizmir Shavas V'Cholo. So the same thing quotes the whole thing like the Ram quotes, right? And he says four lines down, same thing. Right? I'm not going to read the whole thing. That's my gosh. Same way the Ram quoted. But then he writes as follows: the Harav Aleph Beis Dalad Zal. Who's a Rav Aleph Beis Dalad? Okay. So that Aleph Beis Dalad usually stands for Av Bezdin. Harav Av Bezdin. So very often that's a reference to the Sefer HaEshkol. Sefer HaEshkol was written by Rabbeinu Avraham Av Bezdin. He was the father-in-law, actually, of the Ravid and the Rambam, the Ravid Bal HaSoga, Rabbeinu Avraham and David. Like he was his father-in-law. He was known as Rav Avraham Av Bezdin. Sometimes his name also got referred to as Ravid. Right? Reish Aleph Ben, the Ravid on the Rambam, the Bal HaSoga, Rabbeinu Avraham Ben David. His name was not Ben David, the father-in-law. It was Avram, but Avram Av Bezdin. So the letters sometimes also spell out. Like in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes they refer to the Gagad, you know, the Gaon Av Bezdin of Yerushalayim, whatever it is, this particular time. Right? So the term. So that's why sometimes you find what appear to be the Rishonim Stiras in the Ravid. You have to know which Ravid they were talking about. They're talking about the Ravid on the Rambam, they're talking about the Ravid his father-in-law, the Eshkol. They're allowed to disagree. In fact, there's a third person. There was a Rabbi Avram Ibn Daud, also Ben David. Ibn Daud is Arabic. He was a traveler. Talmud Chacham went from different places and reports different things. He also, the Minhagim that he saw. So here's a Sefer. So he's also called the Ravid. So at least three Ravids. So that's how the Yachronim already point out, the Shacham point out, when you have a steer and Ravid, you have to know which one you're talking about. Anyway, it's the Rav Av Bezin, that's probably referring to the Sefer Eshkol. Okay, he gave a different tariff. He tariffed the lebaser bechalav lo chashin the filu vada the rabbanon who the tzonim tzon the rice is shoring the rabbanon who the guys are a sfeika lekula. That's an answer similar to Tosis. Right, the whole thing is only sveika anyway, right? It's a subject. We don't know what the guy did. It's sveika. It's what we're Michael. But Ramban himself writes, Olam Chuberli. Okay? And he says it with something from Yaines and Zohar. Beli Nire, Lamed Nun, for 500. Beli Nire. The Kavan, the Or Kavan, shall go in Nevela Ibevadai. Nokat Laham Milsik, the Isa, the Ispa Mishum Nevela, or Mishum Bosmachal, the Madam Isa Chal Isa, which is a different issue. Okay? He says, Lo kasha, the chol dover shall go in achanos in tam. Okay, he says as follows. He basically says that, you know what? Ain't a chanami. It would apply to Bas Mechalov also. Okay? It would apply to Or Keva Shchuta also. All right? It will be in Isra, okay? At least on a Dabana level. Okay, but they prefer to bring up the case of Or Keva Shel Goyim, because there you have a Vadai Nevela. Okay? It's Vadai, it's a Vadai Isser. The Isser Mishun Nevela. And a Bas Mechalov, it's only the whole Isser Chal Isser. Okay? So, just a second. He says, sort of towards the end, he says it's an issue of nosin tam, by which we weren't worried about. By, in other words, there's vadai and iser even at nosinas tam. Okay, and a chanami, it could be a problem by ksheru also, but not automatically, because if you have less than a certain amount, it's not going to become bas v'chol. You follow? In other words, with the nevela, it's similar in a way to the migash, but not exactly. Okay, he says it's similar to the nevela because. It's similar to that, not exactly. They write Nevela because that's a Vadai Yisr. And Bas Mechalov is not a Vadai Yisr. Why was it not a Vadai Yisr? Because if there's no Nesinus Tam, like the Mishnah said, right, it's only Yesh Bominos and Tamar Yitzasuru. Look back at source 15. The Mishnah, the bottom of Kutzah Zayin, on Al-Kohol, Kutzah Zayin, please. Kevas over Kamish on the Vela Zor, Mahamamid Borsho Keva Kshera, Im Yesh Beno Sentamar is Asura. If. When the Vela is Asura no matter what. In other words, what is Ramban saying? He's saying, Enochanami, you're right. It could be a problem by our Keva Kshera too. All right, without any alumnus, but it could be a problem by our Keva Kshera. Oh, why didn't it say? They could have, but they, and it's going to be a problem with Or Keva's Kshera, at least on a certain circumstance. But they prefer to use Nevela because that's a Vadai Yisr. The Ritva, and the Chiddush of Zohar Lama Ha'amah, says a little differently. Okay, also in the name, and maybe this is what Ramban means too, I'm not sure. I think I mentioned the past. The Ritva writes very clearly. I think the Ritva is the clearest of the Spanish, like Chacham and Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva. The Ramban also sometimes a little longer. The Ritva is clear as like the Rosh by the Ashkenazim. Anyway, the Ritva is here in the Chiddushim in Avodah Zarah Lamed Hei Amud Aleph Divrei Ma'aseh Mipnei. He's a Hikshar Re'eim Zalah Afilu Ba'Kev Shchuta Nami Hari Osim Yavos Mechalo Kedetani etc. to the Tirit. Okay, the husband of time of the Alpha Gav Duke Mimukum Derek Bishol Sator Avakashu Bor Kevin the Mail Obin in time of Kevin the Kumukum. That's like the Rimagash. The Haravid, he calls him the Haravid, but I think he probably means the same say for Eshkol. Haravid Zal Tirit, Deem Yishum Chashash or Kevishkut Aloyin, also our Sufik, came the Filu Vada Isur Dabonanhu, Dotson of Son, so Ain Zamaspik, of Imash Shamanu, Shamir of Arkevus, Marsicho, Betkil of Achacha, Mir of Kama Iker. That's the first Tirit, that's like the Haravid, that's like the Ramban. That it's not Vadai, can I remind this how they cooked it at the beginning, not Arishim. But look at Vaodye Shalma, the Ritva himself. But Odi Shalman, they know Harami. Ella Kush to the Milsa, not got the Stam or Kevish on the Velahi, Ukramin Besama. He's saying, what are they talking about there, if you will, in Masechas Avodah Zarah? They're talking about a Goyim, right? So the Goyim, Mistame, whatever he had lying around the house was in the Vela. That was the case. Right? I mean, it taught. And it's Aina, why do you emphasize or Kevish in the Vela? What are our Kevish? You're right. We're talking there in Masechas Avodah Zarah about a goy, right? So what did the goy have in the house? Not Or Kevis Sheret, Or Kevis Nevela. I didn't have kosher meat lying around, right? So that's why. But in a chanami, it applied to Or Kevis Sheret too. You hear his teretz. In a chanami, el de kush de milson nokah, the stam Or Kevis Shalahem Nevela. let's remember, in Maseches Avodah Zarah, they weren't talking about a basar chalav issue. The topic there, in that Mishnah, in that Gemara, Avodah Zarah, that Lamed Hey, okay, with the Mishnah Chav Tes, right, is talking about Gvina Space and Akish, over there, Kochavim. It's talking about our concern there was not basar chalav at all. Okay, basar chalav didn't come up over there. The concern there was what the guy is going to do in preparing the cheese. So, Dibra Kosar Behova, so to speak. What kind of meat does the guy have in his house? He doesn't have kosher meat. Why should he pay extra? Okay? The guy's got the Nevela meat. So that's a concern. But Enachanami said, but look at the ritual's line. Oh, Enachanami, you're right. You're right. The Kuddah said Orkev is Ksheira too. Right? I mean, the concern is Mamib Orkev is Ksheira. The Kuddah said that too in the Mishnah of Ozar. Oh, why did it say Nevela? Because that's what we're talking about there. The topic wasn't Basar B'chalav. In Chulin, in the Mishnah of Chulin 15, when we're talking about the Basar B'chalav topic, there, Taka brings up a Mamib Baruch Shal Kevach Shevet. We're talking about Jews as well. We're talking about Basar B'chalav problem. So Mamela now, it seems to me, that then the Kasha B'kiva Eger falls away. Okay? Because we said before, the Mordechai made a jump to Basar B'chalav, your question notwithstanding, the Mordechai made a jump, it's according to him, why didn't it say or kevus ksheira? So he'll say like the Enachanami could have said that too. But Dibra Kosaba, not Dibra Kosaba, not Pasuk, but Dibra Chacham, they were talking about, that's what we're talking about. They're talking about a guy, and this time the guy had Nevela meat in the house. So that's how Rekib Eger could say, get out of Rekib Eger's kasha very easily. Right? So you have a really four tours. You have the Tosin, you have the Rimigash, you have this Rabba Bezdin. It's not similar in some ways to Rimigash, right? But then you have this Odi Shomon Ritva, it's a Palabatish. And a chanami applies takatorke and his chariot to the same concern because of basar chalav. Once you say that, oh, now basar chalav is in the mix. And now that gives the Mordechai the right to say, oh, we're talking about basar chalav too. Just so happens to be on a technicality, the Gemara didn't mention it. The Mishnah Chavtas, the Gemara Lamanei, and a brother didn't mention it. We could have. And that's a basar chalav problem. So now Mordechai is right in saying, but apparently there's no Isser of Hanah. Oh, so that's how we see that when there's no Siddur Abana, there's no Isser Hanah. You follow the. We can go over this, but it's clear, right? The only kasha is, so why don't Rekib Eger say this? Why is it okay? So again, it could be he didn't have the Ramban in the Ritva. And I was, then when I saw this, my friends prepared this a few years ago and so on, I was very gratified to take a look in the Bir HaGro. Or Rabbi Bir HaGro, 23, right here, Sukkot and Gimel. Okay? So he quotes the Mordechai, right? He quotes his Mordechai. But then look in the parentheses. The parentheses is printed on the page is not from the Gro. Okay, because it says Ayin b'chadusha b'kiv Eger. The Gro lived before b'kiv Eger, so he's not referring it to b'kiv Eger. Okay, the Gro lived in the previous century, so I don't know who the Magia here was. Okay, I don't know who put it in. Not the Gro's children either, because they also didn't know about b'kiv Eger. So the question, because sometimes, like for example, some of the Hakdomas to the B'r Gro are written by his children. Hakdoma, in the Bir HaGro, the children put together. But whoever this was, I don't know who put this in, but it's in the most, you can take a look in your edition of Shulchan Aruch, in the Bir HaGro, it's in Kotten Gimel here, it's in Pezayin, see if it's here, but it's in most edition. I am B'chidush HaGro, his kasha. V'yeish Lomar, the Mordechai Svila, Kemo Shakosar, Amban Baritva, but it's Arishan. Exactly what I said. I didn't put this HaGro in. Okay? So, but I was very happy to see it. And the Kushtu the Milson, the Stamor Kemet, the Bailey, right? Anyway. No, Kibega Mistama didn't see the Ritva on the Ramban, but this, whatever this Magia was, helps us out. Okay, so that's the Teretz, and knocks out the Kasha. Just want to end by pointing out also the Tosas Rid in the Madu and Tinyana in the Vodazar and Ataf, Laman Him and Aleph. Okay, Mamid, look what he writes. He says the same thing, just a Tan and the Misaeli, right? Mibnation Mamidin also Borkev Zahila. Pirish, he says, without an Nes and the Kasha. Who Hadin Borkev is Ksheri? They're not even going to think about it. Doesn't it's the whole kasha? No, what the Enachanami? He assumes Tosaf is the davar pasha. Who adin bar came with chariot? Kidatan prepare kalavos. Your first our case, our mission to prove design. The high dinok and the veil. Mishul the chol came with nochri. He came with the veil. He. What did the guy? What did the guy had in his house? He had none of kosher meat. The love of the yukum and a hub or chera shayu. Don't start making the yukum. Oh, okay. No, it's not like that. Okay, so and he says it. Right? I mean, he says it's a double partial. I mean, someone, again, Rekib Eger probably didn't have that either. So, and neither this Magi, I guess, because he would have sent us the Tosas Rid. But okay, whatever. And then he writes in the fourth line, he kashin came to us about Hanah. Okay? Ah, so the, why is Taka not Osa Bahano? That's the Marshal, it's Taka Bosa Bahano. Okay? So he says, because again, Bosa Bechalav always means what? It comes back to that point again and again. Bosa Bechalav always means what? Transcends of flavor. So he writes, he says, if you have tzonin b'tzonin, right, you have this piece of meat inside the milk, b'pnei, look on the sixth line there, b'pnei shehua mar ha'chalav, mikoach zeh ha'or, amrin ki'ilu tam ha'or yesh b'zua gvina. The chiddush, he says, since it's a dover ha'mamid, so dover ha'mamid, now I said before that dover ha'mamid is not a din in transference of flavor. Right, it's just that it's there. It's mamid, so it can't be bottled. The Tosfos Rid says no, but since it's mamid, it does something. Just if transference of flavor is transferred, but the dafka in yisachila min hachi machrinan avolin in yisano mukrinan ladine the cave no is bashals no nosan no tam. Really, it's not nesinas tam. So therefore, it doesn't bring in the hanah. But because it's mamid, it acts. This catalyst acts on this milk, it's as if there was a transcendence of flavor, so to speak. So that's enough for the abundant to say, don't eat it. But it turns out, so no, they'll go back to the original din, and it's another thing, it's time, so it's not a problem. Okay, that's a Tosfos Rid. So that's how we can resolve this Lamda Shekhash of Akiva Eger based on the Mordechai. And Lamais, as we said, that's on the basis of this, the Ramor writes, and that's how we summa halacha, not like the Maharshal, that what? Kol Bosa B'Cholav Shein Osim in the Torah is Mutabano. It's Mutabano. That's like the Rova that we show, including the Mordechai. We solve the Mordechai, and the Rambam and many others seem to hold that way. And that's Ladina. We're making on Hanof from Bosa B'Cholav the Rabbanon. We only consider Osim Achila. Okay.
Finish this tomorrow.